What's up, you guys?
Welcome back to another episode of Connecting With Your Highest Self. I'm Chris.
I'm Alicia. And today we have a very special guest.
Your favorite guest.
Damn, she didn't cheat. She slithered her way in there. I had a nice intro coming for you.
All right, let me finish. Y'all heard her before.
Y'all know who it is.
Y'all
it's Jaylen.
Saw her before. She back again. And we blazing up.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, we got Jaylen.
All 444.
Yeah. 444 plays. That's how you know.
That's crazy because we both saw 444 this morning.
We did. That's weird. Just like, woke up.
We just woke up randomly, looked at the clock, didn't
my
say
dream
shit to
was
each
done.
Other.
So that's why I woke up.
Yeah, you were on my side of bed. That's why I woke up.
You still when I have dreams, joking. You still dream?
Yeah.
Damn. That's good.
Your dreams were right?
The way you.
Because, no. Because I read, like, people who smoke a lot, like, they don't
that
dream no more. And I don't.
It is true.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh.
My
I
dreams
mean, rarely.
Have,
wow.
They went away. I think it's, like, because I'm consciously aware of them shits. And I'm mm-hmm. trying to, like, lucid dream. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I started smoking again heavily, like, every single day, they did go away. Because,
yeah.
And when you smoke before you go to sleep, just that's know that that dream is gone.
I'm talking like
you're
so
not remembering that
blunt,
shit.
We're out, so yeah. It's like.
But they came back recently. It depends how I am mentally.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not good mentally, I'm not going to have dreams. But if I'm good,
oh my gosh.
Then I'll have dreams.
I already recently had a dream not too long ago, like a week or two, that my job was about to drug test me.
That was a dream?
It was my dream.
I'm crying. Hollering.
But they didn't or nothing. I don't know. I was.
Who the fuck dreams about that?
She was scared.
I got PTSD or something.
That's a nightmare, bro.
They was like, yep, we're just going to have to drug test you. I'm like,
what would you even do in that situation?
Quit.
I was about to say, at that point.
You have to. If you don't got no backup plan, you can't just go down like that. Yeah, bitch, I gotta have the upper hand, bitch. I quit.
You know what? On that note.
You got me fucked up, bro. Your test came back positive. What? What? Just ask.
They're
I would act surprised.
Gonna...
I would act surprised as fuck, knowing I come into work high.
Be like, y'all got the wrong fucking test. Give me another one.
No, for real.
They're like six tests later, they're all positive. I
damn.
Like, all right,
you could have got some help after that.
Y'all got me.
Y'all got me.
I'm sorry.
I may have right. smoked a blunt or two.
Not to say who's working up first. I love me. Some banana backwoods. And y'all know, last episode, we talked about how I'm just straight Bluntville person only.
Yeah.
But these banana backwoods, they are something else.
They did taste good, the like, open
roll
up.
It
yeah.
and stuff, yeah.
I heard backwoods, though, like, it's something about backwoods, like, the leaves be all fucked up. It was something I heard.
Yeah,
from,
yeah. Backwoods would be fucked up.
She's still using now.
Oh, Jay, did you notice about like these clipper lighters? If you ever need help rolling, you could just pull this up.
What the hell? How the fuck did you pull that shit out?
Bro, that's what I said, bro, because I had got one of the lighters, bro, and the dude said, if you ever need help rolling, I'm going to give you a tip like this and da da da. And all you got to do is just pop it back.
What the hell?
That's what I said. I was like, nigga. Bro,
yo, I got
but
all these raw lighters. This is my favorite one.
Was that Holiday?
Holiday. Yeah. Did you go to buy one just for the holidays?
No, I was at the Claremont Smoke Shop, my favorite smoke shop. And, you know, anytime I see a cute lighter, I gotta always purchase that shit.
The lighter's like that, you know, like when you go into a store and it's like they got all them, like, that shit up there in the line, like mm-hmm. the hand sanitizers. That's what lighters are to a smoke shop.
Literally. And then my friend, the boy who always there, he was like, you might as well get it. They're about to go out quick.
Oh, he was making a sale.
Yeah.
I'm fucking
hollering.
He said,
come on.
I was like, fuck you, friend. You trying to expect
you know
money.
I'm gonna get it.
And you know I will too, friend.
Please learn his name.
Adam. His name's Adam.
I know.
She all called right. him friend.
He calls me Ice Spice.
Why does he
why
call
does
you
he
Ice
call
Spice?
You
the fucking hair. And I hate them dick eating ass people.
Not
like,
the hair.
They need to
I'm
chill.
Like, my hair's not orange and my hair's not a 4C curl, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Jay, how do you stop your blunts from canoeing?
Not puffing too fucking hard. You like, you go like that.
That's a thing. No.
I never heard of that. The way you puff it.
It could be the air circulation.
And at that this means point, that every location we smoked in, there's been some fucked up air circulation.
Actually, when I rolled the blunt last night, when I put on the motherfucking vapor,
it's still voting.
That hole was not voting. In the yes, car. It was. In the car.
Yes, baby.
In the car.
Yeah.
The second one that we did.
Yes, because I fucking fixed it like every fucking time it started to vote, baby. Like every time I
saw
it. I
don't remember that blunt doing it.
Bro, I went to get the folder that's in the back seat. I laid it there and I used the lighter to like chop off that end.
That was the first one.
It was also the second one.
It wasn't the second one.
It was. It.
Okay. All right. All right.
Do you have an ashtray?
Damn, that's what I was looking for. Fuck me. We're gonna use this.
Please put your license away, bro.
And don't forget, it's over there. Because
it was on the rolling tray, bro. That's funny. What you use that to, like, chop it up to know how many...
I don't
you
do cocaine.
No. Not cocaine.
I don't know. I don't chop up my weed with no cards or not no Pablo Escobar type shit.
I did that once. Just to see what it was like.
What?
Yeah. Okay. And I just chopped it up and just like, I was making two blunts and I was like, yeah. And then I just rolled them.
I was like, yeah.
We lighting our blunts, so you light yours. Bitch.
So, you know, 2022 is coming to an end.
2023 is next week.
Well, what's your favorite memory of 2022?
Look at her hosting. Like, this her show. Oh, what?
I don't know. I can never answer that question. Like, that's a whole year. You want me to think of one memory?
When you, like, like, when you say best moment, like.
I'm going to just think of a time that was good.
That threw my whole train of thought off. Like, whose birthday? When we went to the beach with your family.
With my family? That was the best time?
Yeah.
Why?
I had fun.
Uh-oh.
Quality time with your fam.
Yeah. Your Airbnb was nice, too.
Your brother and I really connected.
Y'all been connected.
Yeah, but it was like, actually had like a heart-to-heart conversation.
Which brother?
Which one you think?
I don't know.
Reginald.
That's what I'm saying. Malachi was there too. That's why I was like, oh, Malachi matured?
No. He fucking hasn't.
He will. He's still
young. How old is he?
Too old.
He's a sophomore in high school, so whatever that is.
He's 15.
Well, he also...
I don't think he's 15. I think he's 14 because his birthday's in July.
Yeah, he's 15.
Is he 15?
I mean, if he's a...
I didn't even grow up.
Yeah.
To say, especially a sophomore, he can't be 14.
I don't think he did
sophomore.
Anything. Okay. Oh,
I'm not even his brother.
Okay. We went to the beach for his birthday. That was a part of his birthday present. I don't remember doing anything for his birthday, so I forget what age he is. Makes sense?
And this is her biological brother.
Okay, Lisa, all right. Your favorite experience.
All right, my favorite has to be... I gotta look at pictures or something. Gosh.
It wasn't that memorable if you can't remember it.
I haven't liked this for all years. This question. Go to him.
I swear you passed it to me, no?
No, I passed it to you.
Oh, okay. I'm tripping. That's fine.
Stumbling.
Okay. You got me tripping.
Oh. Well, since you can't think about it.
I'll think about it while you go.
Of course, I have to go with... When I delivered my son in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Story time.
I'm about to say, what was that like?
Can we have a story?
Yeah, what was that like?
Well, mine's is a little different because I scheduled my induction date. So I didn't, you know, my water didn't break and we had to rush to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What, December 9th, 7 p.m., he told me to come in there. They put this fucking thing in me, right? And they like inflated it like a balloon, so I could
be dilated. Wait, in your vagina?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like that hurt it like fuck. Like they put it in my vagina and they just like, you know, busted me wide open type shit.
You're fucking hilarious.
I could.
And then
excuse me.
A couple hours after that, that's when they popped my water.
Did they have to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, because you scheduled, it wasn't the, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I had to pit two and two together real quick.
So, it just felt like I was peeing on myself uncontrollably and I couldn't stop that shit. Yes. Warm pee.
Was that uncomfortable?
Yeah, because I'm laying there.
Yeah,
I'm I can't get up or nothing like that.
Fuck.
So you wanted the induction? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, only because I was measuring on the larger side. So if I delivered interest, I didn't want him to be like a 13-pound baby type shit. Mm-hmm. Him trying to come out, the badussy or whatever.
The badussy.
So, yeah, so they did all that. We're waiting for him to, start coming out. But it's been, a whole day, and he hasn't even, made...
Since the water?
Yeah. What? I went there on the 9th. Yeah, they did all that on the 9th. It's, the 10th. Nothing. And then that night, I kept getting fevers, on and off. And I guess it kept messing with Idris. And mind you, I'm belligerent. I don't know what fucking drugs they gave me, but I was there but not there at the same time. Mm. So the doctor finally came in. He was just we just gonna have to give you a C-section.
Damn.
Yeah. So
the fact that we never heard this story, literally she hasn't told us the birth of her child, you guys. But damn. Okay, so how was that?
Yes. I was nervous only because when I was pregnant, I looked up videos of C-section and, birth.
Ooh, you looked up videos?
Videos?
I can't do
that. Yeah, you got
when you're about to go through it.
And you're about to fuck no, bro.
I didn't know which one, but I don't know. With me, I'm scared of needles, period. But I have to watch you. I have to watch you put the needle inside me. I have to watch you. I can't.
Oh, you talking about the tattoos? She got all these tattoos.
I'm scared of needles.
I was scared. I was scared as fuck. But I just, you gotta act cool.
So you're good if you look at the needle when it's happening?
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
So I was just kind of nervous because all that shit just. Yeah, you have to cut through layers, layers and layers.
Oh my god.
When it was doing all that, it just felt like the baby was moving in my stomach. I don't know, it was, Darnell said he looked over the curtains and he saw my intestines just chilling in a metal, bowl type shit.
Wait, time out. Did they have to remove your intestines before they took the baby out?
Yeah, your intestines and stuff is all in front of that shit. They have to cut you open, take your intestines and shit like that, set them aside.
And then get the baby out and then put that shit back in?
Cut them out, take them out. They have to it felt like it was scooping. They had to scoop the, what's that, placenta. You also got to get the placenta out too, So hold on, they cutting my shit. I can't feel none of that. I only feel up to where they taking Idris out. I don't know how to explain it. It felt like mad pressure. It hurt fuck. And then it just felt relief. All I felt was relief. Pounds of
I bet. Damn.
It felt like I could breathe again. I never felt it was just weird. And then they was scooping, I felt them scooping the placenta. That shit hurt fuck. And then they gotta massage your uterus to go down because you don't want it swollen still. And they stitched me back up. They gave me this long ass needle. I saw the needle, but mind you, you're drugged up. You can't feel the needle was going both sides right here. I don't even know what it was for, to be honest. I should have asked.
If you ever disrespect your mom, you got to run me my words, bro. I don't want to hear shit. You got to be the perfect child. What the fuck? I was
honestly blessed for a easy, quick delivery and an easy, quick recovery as well.
I was about to say, let's talk about the recovery.
I was about to say, my mom and them, they didn't recover as good. Me, I don't know. It never felt like I got a C-section. I was moving fine up and down the steps and stuff. Yeah.
What's others, like your mom and them experience, like, they would just be in bed, like, in pain?
Well, I was about to say, it was low-key different, I guess you could say, because when she had C-sections when I was little, she had staples. Like, when she lifted it up, you could see, like, they stapled her shit in. What my doctors did was stitch.
Like, and they're dissolvable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if they had that back then, but... I popped my stitches 2 different times and all that.
Duh.
I couldn't feel it.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good.
I know
good.
What that feels like. Oh my God.
Yeah, when you got your wisdom teeth.
Jesus Christ, yo.
She said she couldn't feel it.
I know, but it's like, I'm just like, yo, thank God you couldn't feel
it. When I lifted it up, like my stomach up for Darnell, and he saw that was like, he was like, Mom, I'm like, Darnell, what's going on down there?
I'm hollering. What's going on down
there? Like, I could not. I was scared. He took me to the emergency room, and they took 2 hours just to get me a room. And I'm like, I gotta go back to my son. I can't, like.
Would you ever want to have more kids?
No.
Really? You think you're done after this?
After saying that, like, I figured you
the
would.
The crazy
be, like,
part, it's not even the delivery part that's the fucked up part. The fucked up part is, I don't know, I discovered my pregnancy very early at 6 weeks, which is like 1 month basically, and other people, doctors said they don't know until they like at least 3 or more months like pregnant, so it just felt forever, you know, just waiting for that long. And then the months where his sleep schedule was not on point, so like I wouldn't get sleep, and then I used to work overnight on top of that. So I would barely get sleep, and I used to go crazy.
I would bet, bro. Like, how... I would bet.
Yeah, before Deluxe, I worked at Planet Fitness overnight and stuff. Yeah. Like, when he was, like, newborn type shit.
I was about to say, was it Deluxe?
Deluxe and Planet Fitness.
I saw that job on Indeed. My fault. Sorry.
No, you did. No wonder you smoke, bro. No wonder you smoke as much as you do.
She been smoking before this.
I know she has, but... Wow.
Ooh, we have a question.
Go ahead.
Or I feel like you would want to know this too. But do you think you would ever allow Idris to smoke? And if so, what age? And if so, in the house cool?
Okay. So I surprisingly didn't start smoking until I was 17. Like, smoking heavy. I probably smoked one time when I was 16. No, twice when I was 16. And then when I was 7, like, literally on my 17th birthday, I remember buying an 8th. And after that, I just kept buying.
I'll holler.
But if Idris ever wants to smoke, when he's older, like, around 16, 17,
yeah.
I don't know, not in middle school.
I feel like, have your license first before you start smoking.
At
least that's just with me. Because I feel like if you can legally drive, then if you want to smoke a blunt in the house, like, cool.
But I would let him smoke in the house. It's Darnell, who I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I don't think he would want Idris to smoke. I'm not going to try to influence him, like, this is weed, this is what mommy do, like, mm-hmm. weed's yeah. good for you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like, never promote it.
No.
Nah. But, like, if you want to...
cross it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I see how...
I'm sorry. I'm so used to passing it to my right.
I see how influence it was in our generation. I feel like everybody fucking smokes. It's
everybody,
like, inedible, bro, for you to at least try it at least once. And then if you like it, like, damn, you smoke now.
See,
so I don't know if that would be like that for him, like, at his age, but, like, if he would want to.
I'm about to say it all depends, because my parents, they smoked, and I was exposed to it at a young age of just them smoking. I knew what weed was when I was, like, 6, like... Mm. And growing up, I was like, I would never smoke. Like,
really?
I was like, I would never smoke. I would never do this. Like,
why did you think that when you saw that as a kid?
Because I low key agree with Darnell. Darnell said weed is probably one of, like, the poverty traps.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's true. And it trapped my mom. I don't want to say trapped my dad, but he could have done better with his life. So I just didn't want to get trapped into it. Mm. And I mean, I low-key did fell for it because I spent thousands and thousands. Like, it's crazy. I looked at my Cash Apps of my old plugs and stuff, how much I sent them. Mm. Boy.
That's
why. I don't even want to think about all the money I spent on weed. Money. You want to be real.
Together we spent $857. I did the same thing you did out of curiosity one day. Like, because mm-hmm. I was about to buy out. How much do I actually spend on this shit? And
mm-hmm. I just, that's like, in like a going. Year because you just started smoking.
Yeah.
Almost. Together?
That
means. About to say 800. I was about to
say. My bill in 1 month. Like, real shit. Like,
we just started smoking together. So it was like.
I was spending that shit in 1 month.
Damn.
That is.
Yeah, what? It definitely do. If you think about it, weed like, really is like a bill. Like,
it really is a bill.
I add that in my expenses when I mm-hmm. when I get my check, honestly.
But the only reason why I'm low-key okay with it, because that's all I really do, especially now. Like, all I do is just, I smoke. I don't go out.
Well, hey, you're part of Vocal Hot Box.
And so. Your mom now, so.
Yeah, don't forget those two things.
Not like that, but I'm talking about expensive. Expensive. That's all wise. I do. Like, spending money-wise, like, you know, people spend it. Like, Darnell probably spends his money on video games type shit.
Okay,
or,
so like, you're saying that's your main.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you really got to reword that. That's all I do. Smoke weed.
Go to work, and I raise my son.
I notice how weed is still first.
Question.
Raise my son. I'm fucking with you. Go
to work. So smoke weed's a bum. Go to work. I'm bagging up facts.
Back to the thing about your children smoking. We think basically the same thing you do. What did we say? Did we say 16?
Yeah, we said, you said 16, and I was like, I feel like whenever they get their license. Like, if you have your license, then yeah. But I feel like if people are in the house that don't like to smoke, like, say, like, our parents come and visit and shit, like, I would be the type, like, if you want to, like, here, you can sit in my car. Like, that's the type of dad I would be. But I wouldn't, like, I know my mom and dad, like, are such against that shit. Like, my mom makes, your mom and my mom both, like, make jokes about us smoking weed. Like, my mom is more serious with her jokes. Like, she smelled weed in my car, and she was like, Chris, do the speed limit, because if you get pulled over and you smell that, and I was like, thanks, Mom. You can't just say, have a nice drive, get home safe. It has to be some shit like that. Love you, Mom. But, yeah, like, knowing that, I respect my parents, so, like, if our kids do want to, like, just go in my car.
Yeah. Be somewhere where we know that you're at.
Yeah, if you in the car, like outside, like, I don't
know. I would rather be at our house than at fucking Johnny's house where you first tried it. Like,
than me faking you down the street. Really, you were in Philly.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Yo, because that's a fact. That I'm going right down the street.
But my mom used to pay. I was at Tamia's house all the fucking time.
Girl, that is her favorite excuse.
That was my favorite excuse because she literally lived down the street from me. So, bitch, you should have known. Like,
I'm hollering, bro.
I'm going to Tamia's every night. I don't even want that. Y'all want that.
Yeah, and that's that having that comfortable relationship where you could come to me asking, mm-hmm. yo. Because, and then I feel like if they know that we do it, it's not like this forbidden topic that nobody can talk about when you're scared you're going to get in trouble.
Most
like,
parents make that shit like that.
Yeah, it's not about to be like that. That's what I was just saying. Blunt number two, guys, so if you ain't at it, get it.
I do agree with you. I would much rather, like, walk past, like, our daughter's room and, like, smell weed than, like, wonder where she is, like, late at right. night, knowing that she's, like, smoking. Who know, and God right. knows what situation.
Yeah, I'm at a party smoking.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I'd rather you be right in your room getting high. I'd be like, did you do your homework? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, grades gotta be good.
Yeah,
for sure. It's definitely a privilege.
Because you ain't about to sit here and get blazed and you got like straight F's.
And you're not getting it from just anybody.
And I feel like if they like get not hooked to it, but if they like start to like actually like legit like frequently like smoke weed and they know like they're not going to be able to like because of their grades, I feel like I'm not saying that would be like an influence to like get better grades, but it'd definitely be like, oh, I don't feel like studying, fuck it, I do want to smoke later, so fuck it, whatever. I'll let them smoke while they do their homework. I didn't cut you off.
No, you're good. I feel like we'll have to have a conversation, because weed is good if the person using it is cool. Like, if you're using it for, because you want to escape whatever you're feeling.
That's not good.
Or just, like, you're abusing it. Like, you need it to go to sleep.
You're angry, so you feel the need to smoke now.
Yeah, not even just feel the need, but I was about to say not feel the need, but it's like you're reliant on it, because I know people say you can't be addicted to weed, but you can be addicted to anything.
You can, yes. Like, weed is an actual addiction.
Yeah, addiction, if you look at the addiction, yeah, the fucking, what's it called? What the word is called? The definition of addiction. You would know that you could be addicted to weed.
But I feel like one of my requirements for Idris, if he do want to smoke frequently, is he has to have an income, because I'm not going to...
Yeah, no, facts.
Buy your...
Yeah, how you going to get it?
You, yeah.
I was about to say, even if, like, they don't want to, like, get it from, like, a plug, because I don't know, this is just, like, trying to, like, see from, like, their maybe point of view, like, get it from a plug because they think it's like dangerous or anything like that, like, shit, yeah, you're still gonna have to pay for it. But if I have some, give me the money and I'll do that, and like I'll do that, and most likely, knowing me, I'll put that money like into like their savings account and they won't even like peep it or something like that. Like, if you like, if it like, if that's an uncomfortable, like, if they do want to, I'd much rather them would get it from somebody like I know and trust, or that you know and trust.
Yeah.
Like, if they hit Jalen up, like, hey, auntie, can we get da da da? Like, I wouldn't care. Because I know she's
not Jalen.
I sell the people's kids before, I sure the fuck do.
Because I'm about to say, like,
if
any of our kids get weed from Jalen, Jalen's like family. Like, she's like a sister to me. Like, I wouldn't care. Like, I really wouldn't.
Yeah. Where the money resides.
Whose kids have you? What? Wait.
My cousin, their mom and them, they went on a cruise and then they texted me. But they're sophomore though. They're sophomore in high school.
I'm hollering.
Okay, high school.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
It wasn't all like little ass kids.
No, I know that, but I'm like, the way I'm sure the fuck will.
I'll do it again.
I'm sure the fuck do.
I'm crying.
Mm-hmm. So the aunties, cousins.
I'm hollering.
It's like, nah, I don't sell weed.
Facts, y'all. Like,
just
she is just joking.
Sure, this is all a joke.
This is for a TV show idea. Yeah,
I just know if she happened to have weed, she would have no problem giving some
to our kids.
And you know what? Contrary to popular belief, that makes me a great father, because I trust her. In my eyes.
Nope, I ain't putting no crack in the weed.
I'm hollering.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta worry about people who be lacing your shit.
Nah, because if our kids start bouncing right off the walls, I'm gonna call you like, what?
I know
the
people
fuck?
Who actually got laced.
Who?
Really? I don't wanna say no names on them.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But
spell it out in sign language.
First of all, all you gotta do is send a text.
I was about to say, I don't even
know. He picked the hardest option. I know how to do my name in sign language.
I mean, I know the letters in sign language.
I don't know sign language.
So why don't you put them together? So you know how.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't do it, because I wanted to know who you was talking about. I do not know.
I learned it, but I forget it. Because they taught it to us. I knew it as a kid. I just forget. I just know my name now.
Fun fact, I taught myself the alphabet in second grade in American Sign Language.
Oh. You should
respond. So you didn't even learn it in school? You just...
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with Helen Keller. So I used to read about her.
What? That's the most what the fuck thing you ever said. Why?
Not because. You're blind and deaf. Like, how did you live?
That's true. I know, but God,
well, I get canceled if I laugh right now.
If you want to.
Bro, she said you're blind and you're deaf. Like, how did you go on with your life? And she got married like twice.
Something like that.
Like, I'm like, how did she pull... First of all, I'm going to get canceled for this. She couldn't even see the nigga she was trying to pull, let alone hear what they were saying. So it's like...
She said it's all about the vibe. Okay.
The vibe. How did she even know they was there?
She feel, touch, she has other senses. I was making a joke.
No,
I started laughing because I'm like, she could talk to him.
What if they're in an argument one day and then she's just like going off on him and he just gets up and leaves, go smoke some blunt, watch the game, and she's literally still sitting at the kitchen table arguing.
What the fuck are we in 2022?
No, I'm saying, what if, like, if they ever got into an argument, he could literally get up and leave and she would never know.
And went off to go see a game of polo. That's what the fuck he did.
She's still there by the time he get back.
Facts, bro. Before he left, he probably gave her the middle finger and shit. Like,
okay. Man, we're joking. How did she communicate? I forget.
Yeah, bro.
Braille.
She had Braille.
Second grade, ho.
Braille. She had, like, she could read Braille.
But, so, like, how did they teach her?
That's a great point.
Like,
they probably had...
How did they even let her know? Wait, was she born with it?
Yeah, she was born blind and deaf. That's...
So that's all she ever known. So, but to her...
But how do you teach?
But if that's all you ever know...
Jalen.
If I'm that's all you... Just know that she's passing. Are you okay?
Yeah, I almost fell, right?
I'm great.
If you fell on my table.
But that's... The table.
The table.
Bro. Anyways. She can't miss what she never had.
Not that she missed.
But I'm so, like, she never learned the normal way. So, learning that way isn't that hard.
But she's saying she can't fucking see and hear. So, how did she know people were even teaching her?
So, when
that's
she
what I'm
was
saying.
Reading it, how did they tell her, like, that was A?
Exactly.
How
couldn't
did they
say
tell
good
her
job.
That was B, C, D?
Unless they put a thumbs up and she felt it, like, bro.
But how would she know she was doing a good... If you put the thumbs up...
How does she know what a thumbs up is?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
How does she know this shit?
It's the same thing when we're babies and we pick up shit from our parents.
Because we can see and hear, babe.
But I just feel like it's...
You can't, bro.
I just feel like it's the perception.
Babe, if you can't see or hear, you're not picking up shit. Literally.
Okay, but they're using their other senses. So, like, they get used to that. They don't have any... Like, it's normal to them. It's basically what I'm trying to say. Like...
Okay.
They grew up on it. So, yeah, there's this shit stuff that... I don't want to cuss because Idris is right there. In the
We've
other
been cussing
room.
This whole time.
I know. But there's stuff out there that we didn't know, that we use with our own scent. We smelled something. We knew that it was fucking mint.
Babe. No one was there to fucking tell her it was mint. No one was there to... No. People were there.
She has her own ideas about what it is. Who knows?
So, like, the whole time it's the letter A, she can think it's the letter E because nobody can tell her in her right mind.
Not even.
Well, she has to communicate. How does she communicate?
I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better. Say she can't hear. She can't see. She can't hear. Right. Someone puts a cake in front of her. She feels the cake. How the fuck does she know that's a cake? In her mind, she's like, what the fuck is this?
How does she know it's meant to be eaten?
Exactly.
I guess the world will never know.
No one
will really know if she really knew that was a cake, if she was right, or if she thought it was a fucking unicorn. Freaking. Gosh, that shit is hard.
Hey, watch your fucking mouth.
I know. Wait, you just said it, so don't even do that. But, okay. All right.
That was a 7-minute conversation on Helen Keller.
Well deserved.
All because you said, what? You used to be obsessed with her.
I used to read books about her, yes, in second grade. Second grade level on Helen Keller. So don't ask me how do I not remember Helen Keller, because that shit was in the second grade. That shit had pictures from American Sign Language alphabet in the back of the fucking book.
So why was they promoting sign language if she couldn't see it?
I think that's why they made American Sign Language. Don't listen. Don't quote me on this, America. You feel me? Do not quote
she
me.
She said, I'm just a girl.
But I think she was influenced the reason why they started American Sign Language. And y'all know there's like Spanish sign language and Italian sign
really?
Language.
Really? No. Okay, well, I guess that's...
What?
I guess it makes sense since we have different languages.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like...
So hands must be different.
No, I mean, you can translate a French sentence into an American sentence and it still be the same amount of syllable.
Well, no, it is so different. See, the same. Yes. Japanese. Wait.
Yeah, babe, and that's Spanish.
Okay.
Quattro.
Bonjour. Hello. Hello. Bonjour. Two syllables. But still. That should be longer. Either longer or shorter.
It's just a crazy word we live in.
It's a jungle out there. I forget the words.
So have y'all listened to the new SZA album?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Good.
I was in the car with you when you listened to it, so I listened to it too.
He doesn't know it though.
Yeah, cause
okay, so we can talk about the songs now.
Well, wait a minute. What about me?
You'll know some of them. I'll sing it, and you'll be like, "Oh, Kill Bill number one."
That's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Two.
Yo,
I don't know all the names.
Speaking of Kill Bill, why did I see on fucking TikTok that reason why she got that song is because she used to date fucking Bill Nye the Science Guy? I kid you
fucking. I thought that was a joke.
Nah, I kid you fucking.
Is it real?
I don't know. I hope it's fucking fake, because girl.
What did the comments say? Like, did they think it was real?
It's like just more than one TikTok about it.
You talking like PBS, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Are you serious?
Bill. She was about something.
My thing is, Bill has always been old.
Bill. No, he's always, like, he's
Bill has always looked the same, and that's old as fuck.
But you know she dated Drake, too.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Drake do get around.
Drake been around the block. No, actually, Drake done been around the neighborhood. Yeah. Drake done been around the state, bro.
All right,
my sis SZA, she catching them all. Like, story, like, Lori Harvey.
Mm. Yo.
You know she makes them sign an NDA?
Boyfriend.
Oh, that's funny as fuck.
And if they break it, they owe her $1 million.
Why do I have to pay you to date you? That is a red flag. I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, no, not pay. But like, why do I have to
sign
a fucking NDA? Like,
Jay.
I feel like I'm.
Lynn.
She keeps passing it to the wrong person, guys. That's what she's doing.
Literally. Who do you
and it's only two of us.
Like I said, I'm used to passing to the right, okay?
But you're getting it from the right,
passing it to the left, it just don't
You want to switch seats, baby?
No, motherfucker.
Well, she's going to keep passing it in this.
Chair. I'm saying no chair last time.
I sat in this chair.
This is my chair every time.
Every time we come here, people eat. Everybody always over here. Her place is the spot.
And when I get couches and shit, I'm about to start hosting a game night, right? And it's called Left, Right, Center. All right.
Okay.
It's a low-key games and money, but gambling game. I said gambling money. But anyways, you play with $3, okay? You get 3 dice. You roll them. If you get an L, you pass the dollar to the left, R for the right, and then C is for the center. And then if you roll a die, you keep the money, and then everybody keeps going until the last one who has the dollar gets all the money.
I'm really good at winning things.
I won 2 times in a row.
That has to do with luck. So, this I just have...
Yeah, it's real.
So who have you played with? Like, how many people?
My nana. Every time my nana has an event, she always plays.
Oh, that's where you got the
game
from?
I thought you made this game up.
No, it's an actual game.
Oh, it's an actual game.
Yeah, it's an actual dice game. Hi, guys. We're having a catch. I'm playing. We got another guest coming in, y'all.
Yeah.
And
Alicia.
What up?
Yo, bro.
What's up, bro?
You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. I got donuts. Somebody wanna?
I will gladly take you up. Fuck you. I will gladly take
you up. Whoa. I styled for some donuts. It was the
fact. Should I pause?
You can
go
if you want, bro.
Yeah, I'm
doing this.
I know I had some
food. He took the whole donut box, babe. Calm down. He said, oh, man. You love jelly every time. What's up? That's Jalen's man who just walked in. Darnell. Y'all know him. He was on the podcast, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know him. The OGs know him.
It's his birthday, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Happy birthday,
Happy
buddy.
Birthday!
He's coming back, y'all. Don't worry. He's just getting
I texted him, too.
Gosh, I feel bad.
It's on a random odd-ass day. Not the 29th.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, especially December. That's it.
Yeah, that's right after Christmas. So you got him double gifts or?
Basic. Oh my gosh, his ass. So I texted him and I said, would you rather me take you out to dinner or do you want gifts? You know what this motherfucker say?
What?
Motherfucker won't have the audacity to say, I want both.
I'll holler.
Is the heat not working again?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bro.
I appreciate it.
No, I turned it off, so it didn't be in the background.
Okay. All right, I was going to say, could you put that other heat? We can get that one back again.
I know, but I just didn't want it just to be cold, so I put it on.
I don't think
all
there's
right.
any that I like that I saw when you picked it up. Yeah, I don't think it goes to cream or jelly. I never tried going to cream. I want today to be the first day.
I don't want them shits.
Oh, back to your pregnancy. I wanted to ask a question. So, like, how did your body, like, go with the change? And, like, do you feel like it will ever, like, do you feel like it's forever different?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to, I know this is going to scare y'all. Okay. I don't want to say, yeah, I low-key diagnosed myself, but ever since I told you they took out the tenses, okay. So you know how they put them back in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they did a good job or not, but like, ever since then, nothing's been the same. I can't eat as like, every time I eat, it just don't feel right.
Every single time?
Like, do you have to shit? What do you mean?
Oh my God, like, Jay, go to the doctor.
Especially in the beginning, like, when it first got it, you know, first everything back, I couldn't eat nothing for real. I couldn't eat shit. But now when I do certain shit, it just hurts my stomach, and I can't use the bathroom for, like, days at a time.
What stuff are you eating? Like, meat? Like,
sweet? Just, my diet's low-key poor, because I don't have the time to really eat, so anything I can really eat. mainly Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I love me some Chick-fil-A. I told one of my coworkers that my diet is just blunts and iced tea for real.
Blunts and iced tea.
Jalen, yeah. That's not okay. You need to at least start drinking water. Like, take baby steps and it will get better.
I drink water here and there, but... Yeah, blunts and iced tea. And then I probably eat one meal of that. Like today, all I had was a banana.
At least you had something healthy.
Yeah, that's...
honestly haven't eaten today. What?
You said you would.
I know. The day is not over. I meant to.
I hate when you say that shit. Because
I know. I have to get back into the habit of that. Not habit. I was going to make some waffles, but we didn't have a lot of syrup. So I was like, maybe next time we make waffles. That'll be for both of us. Yeah, I was thinking of other people when I didn't eat, so.
Is there a way that they can, like, correct them?
I don't know, because I feel like if I go back, they're just going to be like, nothing's wrong, you're okay, but, like... No, I'm not okay.
Sue the doctor.
Okay, so that's... Sue the doctor.
Sue the doctor.
Okay, sue first doctor. Ask, like, can you help me? And then if she has to, then she'll sue
yeah,
the doctor.
That was the plan B.
I'm pretty sure I signed papers saying that I can't sue them.
You did?
Probably. They made me sign so many fucking papers.
You don't know what they said?
You didn't read them?
I did read them.
No, you had to get somebody for that because I probably wouldn't have read them either. Oh, that's too many fucking
papers. I did read them.
You don't trust
them. But I'm just like, damn, this has been a whole year ago. It's been a whole year since I signed these papers.
Damn, it's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a year since she gave birth. Wow.
Wow.
What hospital did you go to?
St. Francis.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know wherever your OBGYN, like, that basically debates what hospital you're going to. It's your OBGYN. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that.
She didn't want to Christian again.
That's what Darnell said. But St. Francis was so fucking nice to me. Like, I give them 5 fucking stars. If I did have a baby, I'm not. But if I did, I would go back to St. Francis if I lived in Delaware. Mm. Yeah.
Whew.
But that's I don't amazing. Want to, because once you have a C-section, that's the only thing you can do.
Ever?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not sure if it's 100% true, but somebody said because if you have a C-section and you try to birth the baby, if that incision just can, like, bust wide open. I'm not sure, though. I'm not 100% sure.
Damn.
Yeah, let's get a little light.
Yeah, the sun has went down. Or setting. But being yum. Yeah. Do you like, I don't know, sometimes I be listening to the stories that's like how all the cases of the doctors like treating black women bad and fucking up their whole pregnancy and the babies are dying and like even black women be dying in hospitals. So I low-key don't even trust hospitals. So... I don't know. I really haven't looked into, like, water births or anything.
That's the same one. I'm getting one of them house
births.
Or places.
House, what's it called?
Like, I forget the official name for it.
But, I don't know. I haven't put much thought to it, though.
I was thinking about that, but I'm like, bitch, I need medication for this. I can't.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I gotta look into it. I haven't done my research to really talk about it.
Because them Braxton Hicks, whatever, they basically are like pre contractions or whatever like that, like a little version of a contraction. Mm-hmm. That shit fucking, it felt like lightning bolts in my vagina. That's all I can say. Yes.
Holy shit, man.
Yes.
Oh. And that was like, it didn't hurt as bad as your contraction.
I didn't. I was blessed to not feel what a real contraction was because I was already medicated.
She said I was blessed.
Well, I don't know, because one of the nurses, I was sleeping and she woke me up and she was like, "Are you okay? You having a lot of contractions?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm sleeping. Like, if I'm not in pain, why are you waking me up?" Like.
You don't hear me screaming. Why am I up right now?
Because they would love to wake me up. It'd be random ass times too. It'd be like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. Like, I'm like,
calm down.
I feel like I'm in a jail right now. Like, please let me live in peace.
Oh my god.
They put me on a liquid diet. That shit was horrible. You know what they gave me for dinner?
What?
Chicken broth.
Ew. That is disgusting.
And that was after they made me starve for 2 days. I couldn't eat for like 2 days.
Because of the surgery?
Yeah.
You're giving me chills, man. I can't stand that
when you can't eat before surgery like this.
Before and after.
Ugh.
Oh, my. That bitch was hungry. Damn. Yeah, I just wanted something.
That's the birth of life, you guys.
I was just about to say, this episode should be called New Life.
New Life. Something to do with the new year. New life. I like new. Okay, I'm sorry. The fuck, Keisha? Ooh. Okay.
Crazy experience. And Darnell. You just would be sleeping.
What you mean? I forget what we, oh, you mean while you were going through all this, he was asleep?
Not all of it. Like, I felt like the times where I needed him, I'd be like, Darnell. And I could not get up. And I'd be like, Darnell.
And he didn't wake up from that?
Bro, he'd be asleep. And I tried to throw shit at him.
I was about to say, you should have thrown something at
him. And I kept missing.
Jay, you got a piece of weed right there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's wild. Like, I mean, no, like, I still want to have kids, but, like, holy shit. That's crazy, because, like, I was almost a C-section, but I don't know. I guess, like, I wanted to get out, so I just, like, pushed myself forward or whatever the fuck the story is. But, nah, just to hear, like, my mom could have had a C-section and actually hear what a C-section is. I'm about to call
you never
my,
paid a, attention in health class, huh?
No, because I'm talking about this shit. The fuck?
You need to be aware.
I mean.
Well, if you want that type of
life. Let me call my mom. Tell her I love her. Holy shit.
I'm crying.
Nah, bro. Like, I'm serious. Like,
yeah, women are powerful. You men.
She always gotta turn something into this. We can never just have a nice moment.
No, man, for real, though. Like, women are literally, we give life. You guys cease to exist.
We put the life
inside you. We have the power, though. But we have the power to either have that life or to not have that life. We are the ones that are holding. We're sacrificing our whole entire body that will never be the same.
Baby.
And y'all niggas.
Baby, I'm literally agreeing with you. Why are you?
I'm not your enemy. I'm literally just explaining.
You're up in an attack position pointing your
fingers
at me.
Bro, was he not just saying?
What did she just do?
Was he not
chilling my weed right here?
But did he not just say, bro?
All I know is BBL next year, though.
Really?
It's who?
Really? Wait, you have to think about that.
Wait, say it again?
BBL coming. All right. Next year.
What's BBL? All right.
BBL.
Like when she get
not the brand. Yeah, just I'm gonna get.
When you take isn't it when you take the fat and put it in?
Yeah.
Okay. Take the fat and put it in your ass.
Why, Jalen?
Because where else am I gonna put this fat?
You could, I don't know. go to the damn gym. Take a fucking walk? Wait, like, have you heard the stories, though? Like, you need to know what you're getting into.
No, but, like, long story short, after a C-section, I can lose all the weight, but I'm still going to have a pouch no matter what because of the C-section.
No matter what? Is that forever? God, I've never heard of this.
You poor woman.
Are you sure? It's okay? Indefinite?
Are you okay, Jalen?
Like, I probably gonna have to have, like, 0% body fat type shit for, like, a no pouch.
Please think about this before you do it.
All I want is do your research. And I'm gonna send you shit,
Bro, I'll go to the gym with you.
You know what? We're gonna look at it together.
Yeah, because that's what friends are for.
I do go to the gym. It's 10 at night, though.
What? Why?
What? That's the only time. When nobody there.
Don't say that's the reason.
No, that's just the only time I really have.
That's...
What time do Idris go to sleep?
Does he sleep?
He do sleep during the night now.
Oh, that's good.
He goes to sleep around 9 or 10.
Huh. Okay.
That's about the time we go to sleep.
Sometimes yeah. We be up till, yeah, but we right. Started going to sleep early again.
Yeah.
I don't know why that changes.
I go to sleep around 11, 12.
You go, my dreams tonight were cray cray. I can't even explain them.
Yeah, we got 5-5-5 left in the podcast.
I know, I can start another thing though.
And
she wrote another one, you guys. But
like, I'm already fried, dude. Like, wow.
Did you eat today?
Those donuts. I'll do it for you. He had the nerve. You fucking nerve. Yeah, you would, yeah, she's laughing because she knows that's exactly what she would say. Yes, I did have the nerve.
I wasn't saying you had the nerve.
No, I'm lying. No, wait. I made a pack of noodles that's been at my job like since before I started. And I was like, they should be good. And they tasted like shit. So I like literally was talking to somebody as I ate it. And as I'm talking, I'll like spit it back into the bowl and just threw the whole bowl away. That was somebody's bowl.
Why
you
gotta be like that?
Because I was mortified. I was like, these fucking new, and they were beef flavored.
Were they stale?
Yeah, they were stale. You know
that?
They
that was today.
Yes,
because you said you had another beef one. What? A beef noodle packet.
When did I say that?
I don't know.
I didn't say that.
You did. When? I remember that being beef.
I said, oh, I told you about it before. I was like, oh, Henry's cheap ass. Henry's bitch cheap ass. But like,
Henry, this is for you.
No, Henry's my boss, and he's a spineless prick.
And hear I'll, that, I'll, Henry.
I'll explain on the next part of the episode. But nah, Henry brought like 3 cans of chicken noodle soup.
Like, why are you holding pills? Yo,
it's Advil and some naproxen sodium. I don't know what that is. That's not mine, but it's not known.
I was just wondering because his hands were jingling.
Because I picked them up and I was just playing with them. But okay. Yeah, 5-6 packs of oodles and noodles and like 5 cups with some lids. 10 paper plates because we complained to him that you don't buy his supplies, so how the fuck do you expect us to work? And he came back from Target. There's a Costco that's closer, but he came back from Target.
He probably don't got a Costco card.
But he came back. He makes a good amount of money a year. He came back. He might as well have went to the dollar store, bro. You know how long it took those oodles and noodles to be gone with all them niggas in there? 5 packs between like 10 niggas who are always hungry. How you think that went? You might as well have threw a fucking gazelle to a pack of lions.
No.
Yes. Every time you walked in, you smell noodles. I had to get what I could, bro. And there was
at
one.
Least they feed you.
No, Jay. You know what Henry does? This is what the fuck Henry does.
Fuck he'll, you, Henry.
He'll be like, hey, hey, fellas, if we finish 4 pallets by 10 o'clock, which is fucking impossible, especially with the dipshits I work with, Starbucks on me. We'll do the shit from the grace of God. Won't see a drip. He'll even go to Starbucks and get something for him. On everything, bro. And you wonder why I... Huh?
Why are you still worth
it? I was going to say, bills. He's applying to another.
I'm applying to the job that Darnell's sister talked to me about. You hear that, Henry? My last day, I'm going to walk in with a cup of Starbucks. I'm not even going to drink it. I'm going to pour it on his head and, like, kick him in the head.
And kick him? What? Kick
he
him.
Took it too far.
No, fuck that.
I thought Starbucks was enough.
He said, kick him.
We got to start a new episode. Or another one.
All right, you guys.
All right, see us.
We'll see you.
See us in time for part 2.
All righty. Ouch. Mm,
I heard that. Are you okay?
I'm good.
We part spark- 2.
What happened?
I thought it exploded.
What exploded?
Because she jumped up and a ball of fire came out like, ah! And I was like, whoa!
Damn, I missed that because I was laughing in my knee because of you!
My dumb ass grabbed the fucking lip part.
How do you even do that? Because she was already smoking it, so that means she had to go all the way to the end of the...
I can't even... I almost done that.
But Jaylen, Lynn. Yo, so... Henry, this is when he really lost my cool with me. Okay. We have a coworker. I will not say names. Okay. But we have, like, 2 coworkers who don't do shit. When I say don't do shit, I mean, like, yeah.
We'll now like we that. Have a new God, one.
Okay, yeah. It's like me and my boy Ian, because I'll say his name. Shout out Ian. We do all the work.
Okay.
And it's like they always like to either, like, because we work at a place that sells clothes.
Okay.
And it's like they be trying on the clothes, like goofing off, and like normally, like, I wouldn't care, but them not working literally makes double the work for us.
The workers be putting on the clothes?
Yeah, trying them on and shit.
What the fuck?
So it's like, yeah, not the workers be trying, like, yeah, like if you see something, like, you can tuck it and go buy it, but like that's cool. Like you see like a pair of sweatpants you like or something, yeah, like even like I do that, but like they literally be, oh no, these joints are fire, like take off their whole shoe, try it on, walk, and it's like that waste time because them not doing their job literally makes double the work for Ian and I. And by the time I come home, I don't want to work on my own craft because I'm fucking tired. And Henry sees this shit, right? Does nothing. So Ian and I have a theory that this coworker caught all the managers like in an orgy or something like that. They have to have something on all the managers. Whoa. I'm only saying it has
like,
to be
that was
bad.
The most extremist.
Like, yeah, that's the we literally like he caught them like stealing money. He caught them. He had to catch them doing something. You know why? And this is why. Wait, where's the letter? He was arguing with his baby mom. Who he has. Anyway.
Y'all call that shit TikTok language. What are you saying, like, essay and like.
But they were arguing and I'm trying to think, hold up.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
You see how aggressive he is?
I'm just calling the cops at this point.
No, because, like, he was one of, like, the big fish. The big boss was there. Her name is Jen.
Mm-hmm.
And all the managers, obviously, like, are on a, like, P's and Q's and shit. This nigga with Jen in the building, screaming in the corner of the back room on FaceTime. Nigga dips out at 10, says he's taking his lunch. We get an hour lunch. Doesn't come back till 1:30 in the afternoon. Henry was running around like a goddamn chicken who just went to the guillotine because he was like, have you seen him? Have you seen him? Hey, have you seen him? I even walked into the break room like to get a snack from the vending machine.
Have you seen who?
The dude that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call him Bob or something.
Yeah.
Bob. Okay. Bob. So like, have you seen Bob? Have you seen Bob? Have you seen Bob? Like, it got to the point like where he's damn near panicking. Like that's all he's doing, walking around the store looking for him, because it's like 12 o'clock by this point. I walk into the break room to get something. He hears my keys in my pocket, walks up. Bob, is that? Oh, Hickers, you ain't hear from Bob yet, have you? I'm like, no, Henry, from the last 5 minutes you've asked me, no. Comes back in, nothing happens, like nothing. In fact, motherfucker is getting a promotion.
No.
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Fuck Henry.
Fuck Henry.
Fuck Henry.
Fuck Henry.
Henry don't got no balls.
He doesn't. This shit is killing me.
Yo, I said, hey, cashier, they be putting me on wild-ass
goose chases.
Yes, and that shit be popping.
Like how?
Like, the garden area was supposed to be open, right?
Mm-hmm.
I clock in at 2:30. And the other head cashier, she clocks out at 2:30, right? So she leaves, and she comes back. And we're going to call my coworker B, okay? And so the head cashier walks in. She was like, where's B? Where's B? She was like, the garden is closed, and he's supposed to be there. Where's B? And I'm like, what? I just clocked in. So I walk to the garden, and he's there at the register. So I just open the gates and stuff, and I'm like, everybody say you left. And he was like, I was here the whole time. And I'm like, okay. Now you're starting. And then that's when somebody was supposed to take a break, and B was supposed to cover it, right? That's what the head cashier told me. So I'm walking past. And the person supposed to cover, she said, hey, have you seen B? I'm like, B? So I'm just like, oh my gosh, where the fuck B at? And I'm walking around like, and then I find him. And he was like,
hey, are you allowed to eat that money?
Am I allowed to eat this money?
Darn, I'll give him away. Nobody wants him.
Okay. I'll buy more if it's a problem.
Nobody wants them damn donuts.
Babe,
what?
You don't have to see that big of a deal, buddy.
Why do you criticize everything I do?
I'm just saying. Like,
let's talk about it. Why?
Are you okay? Why are you
being hungry?
The fuck? Did you not just have this conversation?
We hungry. We just smoked two Dutchies.
I know I'm hungry too, then. What you got?
What I got?
Not what you got.
she's.
I got salad.
Oh, wait.
But yeah, I ain't cooking nothing because I'm taking Darnell to eat tonight.
Where y'all going?
PF Chang's.
I don't know what it is.
It's in Springfield. It's like an upscale Asian restaurant.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah.
Are they gonna cook in front of you?
No, that's hibachis. He don't like hibachis.
We went to hibachis for the first time before, and we got high as shit, and it was like amazing.
That long ass wait though.
It was the longest wait because nobody had no fucking reservation.
Yeah.
We had time to go back and roll another blunt and smoke.
Y'all gotta go with the lunch special too.
We were there at night.
Yeah, lunch
so
special.
But they don't do that anywhere else. I feel like they do that other places too.
I'm not. Or the Asian barbecue, Korean barbecue, where you cook your own meat on the stove.
I heard of that.
We went there before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was alright.
I literally despise Dunkin' Donuts. I cannot stand Dunkin' Donuts in their holiday boxes.
The ops was in your crib.
Damn, my ops, they are.
They her ops. I ain't got no beef with them.
Nigga, we married.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
babe, it's literally a donut franchise.
I don't give a fuck.
Tell a Dunkin' story. Use fake names. We tell coworker stories.
Okay. It goes deep.
Because I thought
it was it goes Damn, we're all doing this. All right, we just passed it to the wrong person and we laughed about it. Because it happened all I'm high as shit.
Shit high as me, yeah, so.
All right, so back to the Dunkin' days. Whew, I was so out of it, bro. I had to wake up at motherfucking 5:10. And then get to... Then I had to get to... I had to wake up before the sun was up. I don't think anybody should have to do that to go to work. It's inhumane. Like, I feel for you. I don't like that. I had to do that and get to work, be there, had time to chill a little bit, go in and be with people who were short-staffed. There's only... Every time they would hire people, everybody would either never come back after the first day. They would either, like, I don't know, this one girl, she was like, it's not like, a Wawa. We're not at Wawa. What? Like, you didn't even try. Like, it's common sense to be at that job. Like, just use it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And then so it's only like two of us that know how to do it. How to freaking do our job. So it's like, one day, this new girl, new person who doesn't last long. A lot of people, new faces, don't last long. But we're going to call her Keisha. Keisha is working, and I think she was, like, crying this day because, I don't know, the pressure was getting to her. Like, she never had a drive-thru before. I don't know. But she's crying, or she's having a bad day, thinking about quitting. She's like, because, like, our boss is, like, ghetto and loud, and she's going to tell you how it is. And Keisha was a white girl, so she wasn't about that.
Why would you make Keisha the white girl?
Because,
I know who you're talking about, too. I'm bad.
Keisha just came to mind. But Keisha's a white girl, contrary to popular belief. But, yeah, she just cried about that. I don't know. So, she was in the back doing dishes. So, after we're off the clock, off the floor at 2:30, but we have to do our jobs at the end of the day, like clean the store and shit. So, stuff. So, she had to do the back dishes. And I think she had quit and cried and left that day and left all the dirty dishes in the back of the store. So you didn't care who had to do them. I'm telling you, the dishes are like piled up, bro. Like, she left all the dirty dishes.
Did you have to do them?
Yeah, I had to do them.
Yeah, why did you have to do them? Were you a manager?
Because if people aren't there to do their jobs, like, yeah, we get off the floor at 2:30, but it's like, if people aren't there to do their jobs, other people have to do them. Like, yeah, you're there. You're still there.
Oh,
we're not supposed to leave, though. Like, it's
but
like...
But were you the only one there? Were there other candidates
qualified to do the job?
You got me fucked up.
I don't remember. I think it was somebody doing the trash, and then somebody had to be out on the floor. We're short staff. It's like three of us.
Yeah, there would have been two of us.
And then somebody leaves. But this is foreign language to me, honestly. I haven't thought about Dunkin' in so long.
Nah, let me sit right there. Mm-hmm. I could have sworn we had 4 chairs.
No, we only
have
3.
Hold on, let me go.
I want to get a bean bag. I feel like that would be fun.
You have my cabbage.
Do you have one that you like already?
We just got to get a truck. That's the one.
What color is it gonna be?
It's like a, it's hard to describe it. It's like a green. It's a nice green though.
Took a seat.
Welcome to the podcast, Brody.
Come on, y'all on the podcast right now?
Yeah, yes, sir. What's up to the podcasters?
What's up, y'all?
So tell them your experience on the delivery. On the bird.
Straight to it.
Delivery or what?
Did you? Yeah.
I mean, I knew what it was going to be. It was good. So
the stories are so different, bro.
Yo, the actual story.
This is the greatest episode ever.
Yeah, my son, I knew what he's going to be. He,
the actual delivery.
The actual delivery.
The day
so,
of.
So yes. Jalen was drugged up at the, like, what was it, 3 a.m. in the morning. So Jalen was drugged up, and she, you know, she was kind of like, she was cool. Then they started putting her in the room, and then she had to start, contraptions, is that what it is?
Contractions?
I don't remember. It was a long process, but I just know my son came out right. You feel me? Like, I seen him, I looked at him, he was purple, like, his skin was purple. God. He wasn't white. He wasn't white. He was like purple. And he had like a pinball head. And
gosh.
Yeah.
So how close were you to the, like, give me a distance.
Like, we was right there. I was holding
hand. So you were right
you
there.
Were right
and you
like
saw
there.
Like
oh,
your purple
shit.
Baby.
Yeah. Like, I seen him. I
That's
saw him
beautiful.
First before
wow.
Jalen. Jalen, because
yeah.
he...
Oh,
yeah.
Had,
yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So they pulled him out. They let me look at him. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, yeah, he cool. Like, I knew he was going to be cool. I wasn't worried. I knew he was going to be healthy. I just know that they were saying something like he was sick. He was going to get sick if he stayed. Because
he kept
C-section.
Having a fever.
Right, right. The temperature, his temperature was too high. So then... Yeah, when he came out, he was good, nice and healthy. He had all four tools, five fingers. Five tools, five fingers.
Yo, what?
You're funny. I gotta sit down before you fall over.
And then, yeah, they brought me over to the, where
you
I got the
seat.
Yeah, I did. That was crazy. I wasn't trying to look. I seen her guts, like, out of her stomach. Mm. And that shit was low-key, like, some shit I never thought I'd see. Like, that's the craziest part of the whole thing. Like, a lot of niggas was telling me it was going to be, like, a crazy experience. Like, you're going to be crying in the gym. But it wasn't nothing like that. Like, it was just, like... Well, for me, I expected a good baby, like, a good delivery. I always knew it was going to be good. You feel me? I pray. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to church. So, you
no,
know...
together for 2 years and he has not stepped in no church.
Oh man, she tell it how it
I
is.
I come from the church, okay. So you know, you feel me?
Okay.
I know I was gonna have a good delivery. I made sure Jalen took her
prenatals,
like you gotta make sure she's not smoking, because you know that's just risk. So she wasn't smoking. I had her on vitamins. I made sure she ate every day, like, and she was full of nutrients. So I didn't have no worry. It's not like she was doing nothing crazy. And I was like, you see, when you pray, you're like, yo, you're going to give me a gift. He gave me a gift, and that's what I got. So, you know, my son came out perfectly healthy, beautiful baby, you know. And then I FaceTimed my whole family and showed them. But I wasn't even really – it's crazy. So many people gas it up to make it feel like it's going to change you or something. Like, you're going to be a whole different person. But honestly, I stayed the same person I was. I just,
I'm going past
it was like an eventful night, you feel me?
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, it's not crazy having a kid, bro. A lot of niggas was telling me some stories that was like it's going to change your life, this and that. I was crying in the joint, like, they had to call the cops to come get me and shit because I couldn't, like, feel me? I'm like, no, that's not what it is at all. Like, it's totally gas. Army, maybe that's just how mine was. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody else, but that one nigga at Home Depot had me thinking this shit was going to be something crazy. Like, I don't know.
Mm. So y'all have two very different experiences of the same night.
Bro.
What did Jalen describe?
In descriptive detail.
Well, mind you, she was feeling everything, so she probably felt the pain, and you feel me?
She only felt some parts.
When they was taking out Idris.
When I looked at her as she was giving birth,
it looked like she was, like, in pain. Like, I was like, you feeling that? But I can tell you felt some. You feel me? It's not like you didn't feel nothing at all, but you felt, like, pressure, you told me, right?
When they was taking injuries and the placenta, that's when it hurt.
Yeah.
I know, you're funny. She said, I looked at her face and was like, you feel it?
Jalen was cracking bloody jokes the whole time. She was.
That's such a Jalen thing. That's such a you thing.
She really was not phased at all by that. What was it called? The shit that go on your spine?
Epidural.
Yeah. That shit did not phase Jalen for real. She just.
I forgot. Yeah, I did take the epidural.
I mean, she just seemed really high, to be honest. Like, yep. You really be drugged out.
I was drugged out.
But yeah, that was birth of my son, you know, the next day. I forgot what you said. You said I was asleep while he was crying or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's because I was up at like 5. I was the last one to go to sleep that night. After I called everybody, hear my son, you know. Like, Jalen went to sleep. I think the baby slept in the crib between us, right? Like, they next put him in a separate dorm. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't put him next to you because the lady was.
No, the bed, but it was like.
Oh, yeah, it was like more towards you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then. Yeah, I went to sleep. I woke up at, I don't even know, but the nurse was in there. And what were you, breastfeeding at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to go home at that point.
You.
Like, I just wanted to go home, make sure my son was all right. They did all the tests. I remember she tried to say he failed. He failed the left ear test, but she said it was on her fault or something like that. So she redid it and he was fine. But other than that, totally 100% healthy. Like, it was ready to discharge us, what, like 3 days later?
Per.
So it was, like, it was good.
That's a blessing to have a healthy, nice pregnancy and birth.
That was a legit applause. Like, wow. Like, how has it changed your life?
How has it changed my life?
Yeah.
Having a son?
Yeah, like.
Time does not belong to me anymore. Like, you know how when you sit in your room, and you was able to just be like, yo, I don't got shit to do.
Play the game or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, play the game and you call your mans and them and be like, bro, I don't got shit to do tonight. Like, where you trying? You trying to party?
Trying to hoop or something.
You don't got that no more. Because you got, I mean, maybe for some people who know how to schedule a lot better, but my schedule is always busy because of my son. And plus, you don't really get sleep like that. I mean, I was a light sleeper anyway, so it's not like I go to sleep. Unless I'm really, really tired.
I was about to say, we heard you were a deep sleeper.
I mean, I snore and stuff like that. But if I know I got to do something, I get up. And I'm acting like I never went to sleep. I'm not in a daze when I get up, right? Like, I don't get up and be... Like,
I'm that's how Reggie used to be.
I'm up right away. I get right to it. I change my son's diaper. And then I go to work. But I'm so used to it now that, like, I'll wake up at, like, 4 a.m. and just kind of be chilling. And then go back to sleep 2 hours later. And then somehow I'm up by 8 a.m. I don't know. And be cool. It'll hit me, like, in the afternoon at work. And I'll go to sleep in the bathroom or something like that.
I'm hot.
For, like, you still do that?
Low key. Yeah, I went to sleep the other day. Low key.
At the bathroom.
Craziest shit I did. I took the alcohol spray, John. I sprayed the whole floor. I took my my jacket, my puffer, my North Face puffer. I put it as a pillow. I was like the best sleep I had for like 30 minutes in the bathroom. Nobody asked for me or nothing. And it's like I came out and nobody even, feel me, asked where I was at. If you got a job where you could do that, you got a good job. I ain't going.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to the bathroom for 30 minutes and nobody called for you. And when you come out, nobody looking for you. That's like the best shit ever. Now, I can't do that shit every day. You feel me? If I do it every once in a while, it's cool. And you know, you know you need that sleep when you at work and you feel that shit hit you when you ain't getting no sleep.
My good man, what in God's name possessed you to not only sleep in your work bathroom,
but on the floor?
On the floor!
I told you, look, I'm a real big on hygiene type of dude.
On the floor.
So look, I had the alcohol spray. It's 91% isopropyl alcohol.
As in the ground?
Yeah.
Like, no place you walk on.
But mind you, I got a real clean bathroom. It's not like it's dirty. It's not like a public bathroom either. We're in a nice little facility. The only people who use it is like three dudes, and they got a female bathroom that literally don't get touched. So it's like, and the janitor come and clean out real cool to him. His name Rich. He'll go in there, you feel me? I'll be watching what he be doing. He be bleaching the floor. I'm like, see this shit clean. If it smell like piss or something, I wouldn't sleep on the floor. But
Darnell, I have to ask you a very important question. Would you sleep on your bathroom floor?
Would I sleep on my bathroom floor?
Yeah.
I'll clean it first and then sleep on the floor if I had to. But mind you, my floors, I know what's on them. It's nothing crazy. But, like, if it's a public bathroom, like Home Depot or Lowe's or Burger King or something like that, never.
Burger King? Do you know what goes on in the Burger King bathroom?
Why in the Home Depot?
I know that shit.
Bro.
They put shit on the walls, bro. On the stall.
Nah.
I've seen it all.
Bro,
New York is worse.
No, in Philly, right off. I'm not going to say it, but in Philly, there's a Burger King. And when I was younger, I had to piss. And when I went to the bathroom and I'm washing my hands, like, somebody was, like, shooting heroin. And this is the crazy part. Another dude walked in and they both went in the stall. And I said, yep, I'm out. I didn't even finish washing my hands. I put hand sanitizer on in the car. Then I rubbed it in my eyes. I didn't do that last part, but I was like, wow, Philly's a wild place. Like, wow. I'm talking like tied the knot with his teeth and all. Like, wow.
You put him in the crib or in the pen?
I put him in a little playpen because the crib was out the way. You're not going to watch Miss Rachel in the crib because it's all the way in the hallway. So I put him in this little playpen. But yeah, that's crazy. I'm not going to lie. Like,
bro.
Heroin in the bathroom while you in there?
Mm-hmm.
I remember somebody was camping out in the Claymont Library.
Claymont?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Library?
It was a homeless dude, and I remember I seen him walk in there. I wanted to go use the bathroom, and he's, like, camping out in the stall. Like, you can see a whole little picnic going set up in the bathroom stall, like, underneath. And he got a radio and shit in there, and the police came and took him out.
Like, maybe, like, 30, 20 minutes later or something like that.
Damn.
What?
But yeah, that's the only thing I've seen that's crazy. That's probably the craziest shit I've seen in a library. But
in a library.
Yeah. But otherwise, my floors be clean before I sleep on them.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Back to that.
Bro, it's just like I can't picture myself shitting in my work bathroom, let alone folding my coat up that I put on my back.
Bro, there's principles to shitting in the work bathroom. And look, because mind you, I'm a nigga that I really don't like. I wipe my own seat before, you feel me? I use the bathroom on anything, whether it be home or out in public. I don't really use public bathrooms, but at work, it's calm and it's clean. You got to make sure you got your toilet paper. Look, matter of fact, not even toilet paper. Take the paper towels. You take one little long piece of paper towel on the left side. Another long piece on the right, one on the top,
yep.
And then one towards the bottom.
There you go.
And there you go. You sit right on that. But mind you, you see any wet drops on the paper towels, you pick the whole thing up and do it over.
Facts.
You got to make sure that shit wiped down, bro.
Facts,
and after
bro.
That,
not just one, though. You got to make sure it's thick.
Yeah, it's layered.
Thick. Yeah, layered. I like putting like three layers on mine, but I learned that it clogs the toilet when you do that too much. So I just start trying to figure it out. I'll wipe the toilet seat beforehand, and then I'll put the... maybe two layers down.
I clogged the toilet at work once.
It'd be cool if you don't go back to the same bathroom.
No, I quit after that.
Oh, you quit? Oh, yeah.
It was that. No, not the Lux. No.
What job was that?
It was like some department store. And they had brought pizza that looked like it was 5 days old. But I was hungry. Who cared? And after I ate it, I was like, yo, either I'm going to shit myself or I have to shit. And it's a work bathroom. It's disgusting. But I guess it was that on a good day. So, do my business. Use a lot of toilet paper. I'm talking like the roll was full. Like I was able to hold the the little cardboard roll in the middle of it by the end of it, and it didn't go down. It started coming up. It started overflowing. Washed my hands. Got in my car. Drove home. And I went on Indeed when I got home to look for
it. You quit. You clogged the toilet?
Bro. Oh, no. I couldn't. No.
What job is this?
I forgot. It was some job I worked at for like 2 weeks. I've had those in between. Like, remember that one job I worked for like one night?
Yes. The Spanish speaking job. He went to a Spanish speaking job. He had to go. He was mad as shit. He was like, why does everybody here speak Spanish?
No lick of English.
No, bro. No, the dude that was supposed to train me, he told me what I was supposed to do. And he said, are you fluent in Spanish? I said, I don't speak Spanish. He said, whew, well, good luck tonight. And then he fucking walked off. What? So I'm the clearest accent. Like, she was like, Cosando, you put the paper in the dump. And I'm just like, okay. Dude, where's the bathroom? I asked for the bathroom. I left Banyo. After that. I left after that. I was like, where's the bathroom? I knew the door was right there. I was like, where's the bathroom? They said it was right there. And I walked right out.
That was funny.
I sped home. I sped home. I was hot. I was, bro.
Cause why did y'all say on the application?
even if you apply to Taco Bell, they like, are you fluent in Spanish? Like, I got no type of warning whatsoever. It was a fucking factory. The fucking job. My job was to put newspapers into a machine that made them into newspaper stacks. 5 hours I did that shit not knowing what the fuck anybody was talking about. I couldn't have my phone, they said. Couldn't have my earphone, they said. I did that shit sober. I did that shit with no entertainment. I talked to myself and even I got bored. And I said, I cannot do this shit. Fuck it. Fuck y'all. I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's one of them jobs that's going to have you hating your life.
On everything. I was literally thinking, where the fuck did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Why am I here? At 2 in the morning. They had the nerve to do that shit at 2 in the morning. Bombarded me with Spanish speaking motherfuckers. What? Like, I was so upset. I think I ran into you for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I heard the rap of that for about.
Oh my God. I was going off.
Shit, I would have quit too.
Like, I gave them like a 2-minute notice. Like, I'm out, bro.
Like, it's okay. You'll find another job.
Anything other than that. It's my dad. Hey, Dad. How's it going? Hey. I'm not having no party.
So, Danielle just took a phone call.
Is the blunt there?
Yeah.
You want to wrap up the episode?
Should we? Yeah, I think about.
Yeah.
It's been 32 minutes, so.
So that's like an hour, 32-minute episode. This is the best episode ever. Honestly.
We talked about a lot of shit in this episode.
Because the beginning part of it, holy fuck.
Wait, you talking about her?
Yes. You would have think y'all were at two different things, bro. Exactly. I swear to God.
How do you feel about that contrast?
Bro, there's no way in hell that y'all were at the same event. I swear to God. He said, and it was cool. Everything was good.
It was fine.
Bro, she said her fucking intestines were to the side of her, outside her body. And he was like, everything was good. I was like, what? What? That really blew my mind. Like, I was like, there's no way. He wasn't there. You wasn't there. Y'all wasn't in the same room. Y'all couldn't have been.
I don't know.
Y'all couldn't have been. Bro, you went into detail. He said, I knew everything was going to be cool. I'm fucking hollering. That is too funny.
He said, I go to church. Say no.
Yo,
she's going right
out. Straight outed him on national television.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm sorry.
On national radio broadcasting, outed him.
See, we're not gonna lie about that, though.
Yeah.
I'm
hollering. If Chris said he goes to church and you know he didn't, would you say something?
Now you know.
Would you?
Or would you? If we were on a podcast, yeah. Yes, I would.
What if we were on
it? It depends the setting. Like, who are you telling this to? Actually, no. Why are you lying? Let's be real. All right, hold on. We don't do that.
It's church.
Yeah, it's cool. But, that was funny. What are you lighting?
I'm playing with fire.
Don't burn my motherfucking house, though.
Like, the big bad wolf.
Yo, I think there's a cat stuck in the vent.
What the fuck? What even made you think of that, bro?
You be hearing me out.
Oh my gosh. What the fuck? In the middle of the night. Maybe they just... a random day. No, it'd be like, I hear it out here. Then I go in there and I can hear it.
What, they be scratching the walls?
Oh no, that's Idris. I was going to say, is that it? I thought that was it, bro. I think this is Idris. But, you should save it. Go get up there.
What?
Go get the cat.
The cat's probably already pissed off.
That shit look like you cannot get that shit.
No, don't fucking get that cat, bro. First of all, that shit's probably pissed the fuck off that it's stuck in the wall. You let it go, it's probably going
to
plot work.
I'm about to say, I'm just scared it might get cooked in there, and then I'm just going to smell cooked cat in my fucking cat,
and then it's going to start to decay. Ooh, yeah. Just call it exterminator.
Oh, yeah.
Or get a dog.
Or ask the landlord, people.
Get a snake.
The maintenance people.
Leave the house for like 3 weeks and then get an anaconda. Put that bitch in here. Just let it. Then hire some wranglers to get it out. Move back in. Just sanitize everything.
What you need to do is talk to maintenance.
Leave eggs somewhere in my house.
Yeah.
We'll get a mail.
Done. What you're going to do is talk to maintenance and they're going to go up in there and they're going to fix it. And if they don't, you can sue them. I just took business law, so I know. We can sue them, bitch.
Can we put a cat in our wall? Get some free rent?
No.
I definitely get a stray cat.
Stop.
I'm joking.
I'm getting a cat, bro.
I'm getting a dog. And I hope the dog
chicks.
My dog's name is going to be.
What's her name?
Luke. For like Luke Skywalker.
Shut the
fuck up. And I'm going to get a pit. Because I love pit bulls. Because my uncle had a pit bull.
Wasn't that talking about the cat I was going...
And what you going to name the cat? What you going to name the cat?
Oh, yeah.
Midnight.
Opie.
What the fuck?
I think that's the name. Bitch, don't do what the fuck like that. Do you have to answer that?
No.
Are you sure?
What do you mean? I'm not sure if I...
Take your life back.
Yeah. Both of them.
Damn, he got both of them.
Yeah. See, he likes to play this shit.
Ain't this what happened when the iPhone?
They know the story, right?
They know the story.
That's why your emoji in my phone is a phone.
Please.
It should be a missing button.
My motherfucking lighter.
That's fucked up.
Before you get on my fucking missing screen.
Nah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change your emoji to a button. You heard me? I'm gonna change your emoji to a button.
Okay, do you hear me? Give me my motherfucking lighter.
Babe.
Alright, here. Alright.
No, put the shit back.
How'd you know I did that?
I'm not dumb.
I was like, yeah,
you can out-trick me, but you can't.
Out-trick me?
Yeah.
I know. Alright, Post Malone.
Okay. Chris McNair, the fuck?
She said, all right, Chris McNair, the fuck?
Man, you got me doing that dumb shit.
What dumb shit?
She didn't see me with this. Yeah. Lighter.
Playing with fire.
You guys, these two people are holding one lighter in the left hand and then the other lighter in the right hand, and they're flicking it on and putting the fires together. It doesn't do very much, but they like it.
It makes the flame
extend.
It doesn't do very much, though.
Okay. Would y'all try shrooms? Did I ever ask y'all this?
You did ask us this. He said he would.
And you said you wouldn't?
I didn't say yes or no. But I feel like that's more of a no than a yes.
know that a yes. And you say yes?
Yeah, we can try him. I just need to know what they're like. Like, what's the experience like?
She already told us. Did you? You told us about eating it with a chicken sandwich.
She talked about eating it with a chicken sandwich.
That's what I said.
And then I bought a shroom chocolate bar.
Oh, what? Ew, how'd it taste?
Like chocolate.
Oh, okay. That's good. Alright, are we closing out the...
Yeah, we're closing out. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Connecting With Your Higher Self. Thank you, Jalen, for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jalen.
And Wills.
That's Darnell.
That's Idris. And we'll see you guys on another episode of Connecting With Your Higher Self.